Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is an interlude podcast, interlude number 18. These short interludes, published between our guest episodes, bring you inspiration, information, and tips about dreams and dream interpretation. And today's interlude is about finding answers in your dreams. Every dream poses a question about your life and gifts you the opportunity to discover the meaningful answers you seek. The dream question is usually somewhere near the beginning of your dream, if you've remembered the whole dream, and it probably looks nothing like any question you're asking yourself in life. For example, your dream might be about searching for a lost cat, in which case the dream question might be, where is the cat? Or, why has the cat got lost? Or, did I let the cat out? Or, how can I find the cat? In waking life, you might not have a cat, but you might have a feeling that you've lost something precious, or that you're trying to find something, or that you have a sense of being lost or losing yourself in pursuit of an adventure. Your dream might use the lost cat story to explore the question of loss in your life. The Dream Academy courses show you how to identify the question or questions a dream poses, whether the dream you are exploring is a whole dream or a tiny remembered fragment of a greater dream that evaporated with the morning light. Once you've identified the main question and related it to a situation in your waking life, you then return to the dream to look at the answers it explores. In the example of the lost cat dream, you might spend your time in the dream walking around the streets, calling the cat's name, or asking other people if they've seen the cat, or putting a super tasty treat outside your door to entice the cat home, or, given that this is a dream, asking the unicorn to find the cat and fly her home on a horn broomstick. Or getting down on all fours and prowling, cat-like, into a hidden cave to find the cat and nestle up beside her. See, lots of possible dream answers to finding the cat, regardless of whether they're successful in the dream. Your job is then to translate these dream metaphors to identify the answers your dreaming mind was exploring in relation to your waking life question. But should you follow the answers you decode from your dreams? Or might they lead you up the wrong path? Now this is where it can get tricky. So let's go a little deeper. Dreams process your conscious and unconscious experiences of the last 1 to 2 days, comparing them to similar past experiences, and sometimes projecting into possible future scenarios so that you can try out new approaches based on what you've learned. So, a dream reveals how your mindset is processing your life. And your job when interpreting a dream is to uncover your unconscious mindset, those unconscious belief patterns that drive the way you try to resolve a problem or find answers to a question in your life. In the lost cat dream example, you might discover that your unconscious pattern when feeling lost is to look for magical answers, you know, a unicorn with a horn broomstick, rather than find out why you are feeling so lost and address the issue at that level. Now, as always with these interludes, I'm way oversimplifying here, but you get the picture. The tools you learn through my online courses at the Dream Academy help you to discover these patterns and identify your blind spots when looking for answers to questions or solutions to problems in your life. The tools also help you to free yourself from these habitual patterns and blind spots and enable you to see more effective solutions or insightful answers. So, a dream doesn't give you direct guidance. It gives you something much more powerful. The opportunity to identify your conscious and unconscious mindset and understand how it is affecting the way you deal with a problem and why effective answers may seem to be eluding you. You are then a stepping stone away from freeing yourself from old limiting mindset shackles and experiencing life in a new light. How do you do that? You apply dream alchemy, and you can learn how to do that in Course 2, Dream Alchemy, at the Dream Academy. Our next episode of The Dream Show, episode 306, will be out in 2 weeks on the 9th of July, 2026. And my guest, certified clinical EFT practitioner and mentor Faye Chan, shares a dream for us to explore and interpret before we talk about her life and work. While you're waiting, you might like to explore the many ways I can help you with your dreams. You might like to book a dream alchemy session, a nightmare relief consultation, or take a 10-week dream therapy journey with me. Or you might take the next step in mastering the art, science, and alchemy of working with your dreams over at the Dream Academy. You can find your way to all of these through my website at janetheresa.com. That's Teresa without an H. Or simply follow the links in the show notes. Thank you as always to Ewan Gray for sound editing and composing our theme music. And thank you for listening. Do share this with other people if you enjoyed it. Have a beautiful day. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.